A relatively tight game in the first half. While Shelburne probably had a better of the play, they went ahead with a direct free kick. Young Coughlin scored over the wall into the left-hand corner, probably deservedly in the possession that Shelburne had. Now, from there to half-time, we had the better of the chances and, in fact, ended up missing a penalty just before half-time. Second half, I felt we were a lot better. We had a lot of set pieces, a lot of corner kicks, a lot of free kicks. Couldn't break them down, and eventually Shelburne broke when we pushed and got a penalty, basically, with the last kick of the game. But, you know, overall, I've no complaints about the result. You know, we gave really all that we had and came up a little short.
Ollie, you just made the one change, the starting lineup. You had a young Keating was out suspended. You had to bring in, you brought in Josh Mealy. What way did you change your team?
We sat back a little. We let Shelburne have the ball to a certain extent and tried to counter-attack with them, which worked quite well. We played Carl Tifak basically as a top man with Josh supporting him, and it worked quite well. Unfortunately, we couldn't break them down regardless of the amount of chances we had from dead ball situations, Kenny.
Yes, Ollie, unlucky as well. Josh getting sent off near the end of the game, harsh enough, according to some of the reports I was reading today.
Yeah, I don't think it affected the results. At the time, we were pushing at 1-0 with a couple of minutes left. A little bit harsh. You know, the conditions were quite slippy at that time. A little bit of drizzle was around Dublin. Yeah, we felt that the worst would be a yellow card, but that's it. I mean, you know, it still didn't affect the results. They broke a couple of minutes later with the last kick of the game and scored a penalty. So, you know, had it been earlier in the game, we may have been more disappointed. But that rules Josh out for a big game against Wexford next week, unfortunately.
Yeah, Ollie, you've been preaching lately about, you know, how tough this division is going to be. You know, the last couple of weeks, I suppose, has proved that you're right enough, that there's not a lot on these teams, but they're all tough matches.
Yeah, I mean, every match is a battle, as last night was. You know, as I said before, like, if we can compete in every game and make it very difficult for the opposition and, you know, be right in the game up to the last minute, as we were last night, you know, I'd be quite content to see where that would take us, but it's going to be difficult. Wexford is a huge battle. They've won their last three games and they're, you know, extremely organised and fit with Danny Furlong, you know, back from Cork City and that with them. So that'll be no different. It'll be every bit as tough on Friday night as it was last night up in Talca.
And Ollie, I suppose you'll have to take stock, I suppose, tomorrow with your injuries. And now, obviously, Josh is going to be out, and it's going to just do that extra bit of test to your squad that you were talking about.
Yeah. You know, we certainly had a number of players in attacking positions out last night. We've another one really with Josh, who'll be automatically suspended on Friday night. Packy Mealy took a blow, so we'll see tomorrow morning. We're coming in again tomorrow morning, and we'll see where we are, Kenny, and take stock, as you say, then.
Ollie, you've seen five of the teams now, I think it is, in the first division, and you're going to see the sixth next week. But what do you think yourself? Can Finn Harp stay up near the top of that table with a bit of luck?
Well, Jameer, yeah, with a bit of luck, anything is possible. But, you know, we probably didn't have that little rubber luck last night. That's not a complaint now, but, you know, certainly maybe a missed penalty and a lot of corner kicks that we didn't convert. It'll be very difficult, Kenny. I mean, I spoke to you before, and, you know, realistically, possibly we're in a fourth position. You know, a week ago, being top of the league, it was, you know, we weren't under any false pretenses of where we would be. As I said, you know, we don't have any targets, bar making it very, very difficult for each team as they come along. We've got about 23 games left. If we can show the commitment we showed last night for those 23 games, God knows where we'll be. But that'll be difficult to get out of them week in, week out, Kenny.